KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In high school boys basketball last night, game heard here on KJAN, it was Cam defeating Griswold 58-50. Looked like it would be easy for Cam. They were up 20 at halftime, but the Griswold Tigers made a big rally in the second half. Never took the lead, but they did get within one a couple of times late, the last time at 51-50 before the Cougars put the game away 58-50. Ryan Opperly with 24 points, Dan Holste with 21 to lead the way for the Cougars, who are 16-3 now on the season with the win. Griswold led by Devin Bates with 19 and Jared Schoening with 17 points. Elsewhere in boys hoops, St. Albert beat Elkhorn Mount Michael by a final of 53-39. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Ankeny Christian 63-56, and Essex beat Heartland Christian 59-18. In girls' hoops last night, it was Griswold defeating Cam 39-33. Griswold rallied from 3 points down in the fourth quarter to pick up the win, as they held Cam to just one field goal in the fourth quarter. Balanced scoring effort last night for Griswold, as Brooke Hansen led the way with 14 points, 10 points for Jordan Sint, and also Trisha Huerta with 9 points for the Tigers as they improved to 5-15 with the win. Cam led by Emily Bierman, who had 16 before fouling out late in the contest last night. Elsewhere in girls' action, it was Abe Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson 74-24. St. Albert beat Boystown 50-42. Essex over Heartland Christian 71-34. In girls' Western Valley tournament play, it was Arweva over Lawton Bronson 60-58. Westwood beat Bowyer Valley 22-18. Kingsley Pearson downing West Harrison 47-40. Ridgeview beat Woodbine 57-42. Woodbury Central over West Monona 56-37. River Valley beat Charter Oak Ute 41-32. Maple Valley over Whiting 49-33. We have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN. A little earlier start time than normal, though. We'll be in Elkhorn tonight as Exira EHK plays host to Walnut in a girl-boy doubleheader. Now, because of the possibility of some bad weather heading our way tonight, they've decided to move that game up by about a half an hour. So the girls' game will tip off at 5:45 tonight, and the boys' game will follow. We're going to be on the air at about 5:35 this evening with the broadcast to get you ready for basketball. That's Walnut at Exira EHK. 5:45, the girls' tip time tonight, live here on KJAN and KJAN.com. One other game here in the area also has its start time moved up tonight due to the possibility of some bad weather. East Green at Adair Casey has been moved up to a 5 o'clock start time on the girls, and then the boys' contest will follow. Again, that's a 5 o'clock tip time for the girls' game, and the boys following Adair Casey hosting East Green in Rolling Hills play tonight. Well, the 10th Iowa Girls High School basketball rankings from the Girls Union out yesterday afternoon. Class 1A North Mahaska remains on top of the list, with Bedford staying at number 2. Arweva is at number 7 this week. Adair Casey moves up a spot to 13th. Coon Rapids Bayard debuts at number 15, while Villisca has fallen out of the top 15 list this week. In 2A, Otobolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove remains number 1. IKM Manning stays put at number 3. Kemper Catholic is up one place to number 6 this week. Panorama stays put at number 11 in the list. In Class 3A, Benton Community remains the number 1 ranked team. Glenwood stays put at number 5, while Denison is up two places to number 12 in this week's poll. And in 4A, Southeast Polk is the new number 1 this week. Lewis Central drops three spots to number 14 in the big school poll. In top 25 men's college basketball last night, Murray State remained the lone undefeated team in Division I men's hoops after another comeback victory Isaiah Cannon scored 32 points, and Jawan Long added 13 as the Rangers downed Southeast Missouri State 81-73. Murray State trailed 39-33 at the intermission and didn't go ahead to stay until midway through the second half. The Racers' 22-0 record is the best start by an Ohio Valley Conference team since Western Kentucky opened the 1953-54 season with 21 consecutive wins. 7th-ranked Duke was a 75-60 winner over Virginia Tech last night. Also, number 12 Florida rallied from 17 down in the first half to pick up its 6th straight win, 74-66 against South Carolina. 18th-ranked St. Mary's is the 11-0 in the West Coast Conference after Rob Jones contributed 28 points and 8 rebounds to the Gales' 84-73 win over San Diego. And also last night, it was BYU, an 83-73 winner over number 24 Gonzaga. The NBA announced the starters for the February 26th All-Star Game at Orlando, and the West lineup includes four players who play their home games at the Staples Center. Kobe Bryant and Andrew Bynum of the Lakers will be part of a Western Conference starting quintet that includes Clippers standouts Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. It's the first time since 1997 that two pairs of teammates were selected to start for one conference. Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant rounds out the West starters. Dwight Howard of the host Magic received a league-high 1.6 million votes to earn the right to take the opening tip for the East. He'll be joined by Heat stars LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, reigning MVP Derrick Rose of Chicago, and New York's Carmelo Anthony. On the court last night, Memphis beat Atlanta 96-77, Chicago down New York 105-102, San Antonio over New Orleans 93-81, Sacramento beat Portland 95-92, Denver outscored the LA Clippers 112-91, and Golden State a 119-101 winner over Utah. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
New England Patriots All-Pro tight end Rob Gronkowski practiced on Thursday on a limited basis as he works to recover from a high ankle sprain he suffered in the AFC Championship victory over the Baltimore Ravens. Gronkowski says he'll listen to the advice of trainers, but he will be making the final call if he's ready to play on Sunday. Pats coach Bill Belichick says the key will be how Gronkowski is feeling today. New York Giants defensive end OCU Manura has apologized for missing the media session this week, saying he didn't know it was mandatory. Umanura also says he understands why he was fined $20,000 for his no-show, joking that who'd go to the meetings if the penalty was just $1,000. Former Cowboys running back Tony Dorsett is joining more than 300 former players, including three other members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, in suing the NFL, its teams, and in some cases, helmet maker Riddell. Their lawyers argue that more should have been done in the past to warn about the dangers of concussions. They also feel that more can be done now and in the future to help retired players deal with mental and physical problems that they attribute to their days in the NFL. In the National Hockey League last night, Carolina beat Boston 3-0. It was New Jersey over Montreal 5-3. Philadelphia 4-1 over Nashville. Winnipeg, an overtime 2-1 winner over Tampa Bay. Minnesota edging Colorado 1-0. Edmonton outscored Chicago 8-4. Detroit over Vancouver in double overtime 4-3. And it was San Jose downing Dallas 5-2. In baseball news, the Washington Nationals have defeated pitcher John Lannon in baseball's first salary arbitration decision this year. The left-hander will receive the club's offer of $5 million rather than his request for $5.7 million. Lannon was 10-13 with a 3.70 ERA and 33 starts last year. Pitcher Edwin Jackson has agreed to a one-year contract with the Nationals, pending a physical. The 28-year-old right-hander was 12-9 with a 3.79 ERA last season for the White Sox and the Cardinals. Jeff Niemann has gone to salary arbitration with with the Rays, or 5-0 during the process this winter. The pitcher wants $3.2 million. The team is offering $2.75 million. Pitcher Micah Owings has signed a one-year million-dollar package with San Diego. Owings was 8-0 with a career-best 3.57 ERA in 33 games, including four starts for Arizona last year. Left-hander Rafael Perez and the Cleveland Indians avoided arbitration, agreeing to a one-year deal worth just over $2 million. The Indians have worked out a contract with free agent first baseman Casey Kochman, who hit a career-high 3.06 for Tampa Bay last season. It'll be a $3 million one-year package. Braves right-hander Tommy Hansen says his right shoulder is feeling good, and he expects to be on a regular routine for the start of spring training. Hansen made only five starts after last year's All-Star break, after beginning the season 10-4 with a .244 earned run average. And Albert Pujols has gone from St. Louis, and so is his name on a popular restaurant. A local TV station reports that the owners of the Westport restaurant, formerly known as Pujols 5, have changed the name to the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame Bar and Grill. Pujols helped the Cards win the World Series in October, and a statue in his honor was unveiled a short time later outside the restaurant. But Pujols left St. Louis as a free agent and signed a 10-year contract to play for the Angels in California. Owner Patrick Hannon says he wanted the restaurant to be more inclusive of all St. Louis sports greats. The transformation, including a new menu, is expected to take about a month. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.